suspended and not going through seventh grade.
Okay.
All right, so we're recording now, right? All right.
Leave it the way it is.
All right.
Back over there.
All right. This is an interview with Frank Fariska. How old are you now, Grandpa?
How old am I?
Yes.
89.
89, huh?
89.
That's old.
I'm an old bugger.
So, I want you to tell me the story of how you and Grandma met.
How we met?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay.
You ask me the questions and I'll tell you no lies.
So, where did you meet Grandpa or Grandma?
Well, it was a nice October Sunday afternoon.
What year was it? You remember?
I don't remember the year.
About 1929, huh? Well, how old were you?
About 17.
Frank, what are you
It's
doing?
Okay. I'm recording. It's easier for him to talk without hearing himself.
Okay.
Just talk.
You were 17?
I was 17. She was 13.
I think he wants
Brother
to hear
the cradle.
Is it easier for you to hear yourself talking to Mike or not to?
No, I don't think I do.
Do you want to hear yourself talking?
No.
No?
Okay, there you go. So
okay.
Forget about the mic. You put it a little further away and just talk like you're telling Ilo the story. Tell him about your grandparents, because that's something that no one knows anything about.
Well, I want the story of when him and Grandma met first. Okay. So it was a October afternoon.
It was a Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
I didn't know what the heck to do. So I got a 25-pound sugar bag. As sugar used to come in 25-pound bags. And I took for the woods, for the chestnuts. And I went over across the field where she lived. There was a chestnut orchard, a pasture, and where the cows used to eat, you know. It had nice big chestnut trees, and I started picking chestnuts. And after I was there an hour or two, now she comes trotting down with a nice big dress on, pick chestnuts too. She came to see what I was doing down there. So we just started talking and picking chestnuts. The longer the day got by, the more chestnuts we got, you know. We had a pretty well picked in her dad's orchard. So we went over across the field and her Uncle Joe had a chestnut orchard and a patch next to him. So we jumped over the fence and we started picking a few chestnuts there. And as the day got along, well, we got kind of tired, and they had started cutting some chestnut trees in there in her uncle's place. And so there's a nice stump sat there, so we just sat on the stump and talked. We didn't pick chestnuts at the time. We got tired of picking chestnuts. And as they went on, got up to close to 5 o'clock, we decided we'd go up to her place. We had to go up a lane about a half a mile. And when we got up to the barn where the cows were, she invited me in for a cookie. Her brother was making cookies. Oh, well, we had to stop and eat cookies, you know. And that went on. we decided we'd pick a few more chestnuts by going back down the lane. Oh, I don't know, one thing led to another. I helped her pick a few chestnuts, fill her bag. She didn't have quite as many in hers as I had in mine. So I helped her. That's how we got our spending money. We sold the chestnuts. 6 cents a pound.
Wow.
That was big money. If you had enough chestnuts.
What town was this?
No. What town were you in?
Yeah, where were you at?
What town?
Meadville, or?
Oh, we're out in the country.
Well, yeah.
It'll be
Meadville.
Pennsylvania?
Huh?
Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania, right?
I don't get what she said.
In Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah. In
Meadville, out in Meadville,
Meadville, Pennsylvania. Yeah. And then... during the next following week, there used to be a guy in Meadville that bought chestnuts and he shipped them to New York. So we sold them at 6 cents a pound. And then when we went to go to a movie, why we'd use our spending money. That was our spending money. That one thing led to another from then on. We'd go to a movie and she used to wear her low heels. Because she was little and she wore her low heels. She would get into the Academy Theater for a dime. I had to pay 15 cents. So by her saving a nickel, well, we had a nickel more for ice cream.
Did the movies talk?
Huh?
Did I say, were they talking movies? Or were they silent pictures?
Silent. Silent movies.
You had to read along as you watched the movie.
Charlie Chaplin. I remember one Charlie Chaplin we saw. And it was kind of a funny movie, you know. It was showing the pictures and everything. And then he was kind of nutty. And he walked out onto the street. Some woman was tying up her shoe. She was standing by a fire plug, tying up her shoe. He come along with two wrenches on her hind end. He tightened the nuts up. that made the movie funny, you know. But he was jumping around like he was having a fit. And when he saw her, he thought he was up, so he had a wrench in his hand on her back end, you know, going like this here.
So when did you and Grandma get married?
When did we get married?
Mm-hmm.
1936.
And then when did you have your first baby?
1937.
You moved pretty fast there.
Well, we got married in June of 36. And Marie wasn't born till July or August. July, I think. No, August of 37, a year later.
Yeah.
But we went to a lot of square dances. We had a lot of fun for about 5 years before that. So I had been like about 1939. No, not 39. How much is 5? 31.
Yeah.
31.
So you met her in 31? You met her in 1931, then?
Yeah, that's...
Somewhere about...
They just never bothered me.
So what about your parents?
My parents?
Mm-hmm.
My parents come from the old country. They were up at the world at that time. They stayed on the farm most of the time. They never got going until I got to drive in the car. I used to have to take them on Sunday afternoon to visit some of their foreign friends, you know.
So they came over on a boat? Did they come to the United States on a boat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad came over and he was over here, worked for 2 years before he got enough money saved up to bring my mother over.
Wow. Were you born here?
I was born here.
In the United States?
Yeah. Yeah. I was born in 1911.
1911,
huh? 1911. Where at? In Pennsylvania?
Or? Yeah, Star Junction, PA. It's on the map.
Well, you know, some of those little towns aren't on maps.
If you look on the map, it's down below Pittsburgh, down around Uniontown. And you know, I never went back to the place where I was born until last summer.
Really?
Were we down in Uniontown for a relative that got ordained as a priest?
Yeah.
Because I remember you showing me all the coke ovens.
My cousin was a priest.
All the abandoned coke ovens.
Yeah.
That they weren't using anymore.
Yep.
So Grandma was a milk girl, a milkmaid?
Yeah, she was a milkmaid in Europe.
Your mom?
My mom. Yeah, that was her job. She worked at a cow barn, milk cows, had to keep 12 cows brushed and cleaned, and had to milk them every day.
How many times a day did she milk them?
Twice.
Twice a day?
Yeah.
Well, what did your father do?
My father drove a team of horses.
Oh, like the big Clydesdales?
Yeah, it was something like that. But he was one grade up from the majority of the people because he drove the horses, just hauled the stuff. It was easier work than what the other majority of the people was doing.
Yeah, the rest of them had to load the wagons.
Yeah, I had to load the wagon, dig the potatoes and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So he did all right then?
Yeah.
Did they ever learn English?
To a certain extent, not too good. My mother did, because she went to market, and she used to sell stuff. She got so she could understand Italian and French and German and all those people. Those ladies would go around shopping, you know, and tickled me one time. When I was with her, three Italian ladies come by her stand, and she had live chickens. They used to sell chickens alive. And one of them asked my mother about how much it was, you know. And then the other two Italian women jabber or something in Italian about doing or down and price, you know. And my mother understood what they were saying. And she laughed about that.
So Mom said that she used to make butter.
Just to make butter, yeah. She used to sell eggs. She had chickens. But they didn't sell chickens like they do today, all ready for the frying pan.
Right.
They used to come with all the feathers on. And If you wanted a chicken, you took one, you got grabbed a hold of it by the legs and let it fall off his wings, and down the street they'd go.
Holy smokes. Make sure it doesn't get away.
Yeah, that's it. They had to be careful.
So you didn't know your grandparents?
Huh?
You didn't know your grandparents then?
Only one of my grandparents was my grandfather. I knew my grandfather. My mother, when my dad was working, my mother saved enough money so that her dad could come over here because her mother had died over there. So my grandfather came over and lived with us for, I don't know, about 10 years, I guess. I remember him paddling me one time.
I can't imagine you did anything wrong.
I don't know what I'd done, but I'd done something I wasn't supposed to, I guess. I remember one time he tried to catch me, and I run.
Yeah, I did that once. I was running from Mom. She was chasing me with a yardstick, and I was way ahead of her. And I figured, man, I better stop, because when she finally does catch me, it's going to hurt three times worse if I just go ahead and stop. If I run her too hard, she's going to be really mad.
Yeah. I had a picture of my grandfather and my grandmother for a long time.
Looks like Albert.
Huh?
Your grandfather looks like Albert.
Yeah.
Or Albert looks like your grandfather.
So he looked more like my father.
Albert did? Yeah, with the big mustache.
A mustache. My grandfather didn't have a mustache. But when my brother and his wife parted, the picture parted. But I have a sister that was born over in Europe. I have a sister that's 93.
And she's still in Europe?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Huh?
Holy smokes.
What's her name?
What's her name? Peggy? Actually, it isn't Peggy, it's Hedvika. That was a going name over in Europe. Hedvika.
Hedvika.
Yeah. But she worked in the restaurants a lot. And she had several different names during her career. They called her Vicky. Part of the time.
So do you talk to her now?
Huh?
Have you talked to her?
Yeah, but it's been 6 months since I talked to her.
Now how many other brothers and sisters do you have?
There was my family, there were 3 boys and 3 girls. I have 1 brother living and I have three sisters living.
All 3 of your sisters. That would be Hedvika and
Julie.
Julie
and
Anna.
Yeah.
And Florian?
Florian.
Is alive still. Huh? Is Florian still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who were the other two brothers? Steve.
Julian Lemon and Anna Barlow. And my older sister, go to the name of Gordon.
Steve was your brother.
Huh?
You had a brother Steve, right?
Yeah, my brother Steve.
And Adam. Right?
And who?
I don't know. Who's your other brother?
Oh.
There's Steve, Florian, and... Oh, and you. Well, there you go. 3 boys. I'm thinking there's 3 other ones. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. mother and father?
Well, Grandma's father died just shortly before, I don't know. I don't think he was living when we got married. Yes, he was, though.
What happened?
Because he had a cancer in the jaw.
Oh.
Then her mother died after we were married. We was, on Christmas Day, we were at Cottonville. My brother-in-law's place, Carl Pease, and she had been doctored for some time, and she was out there for dinner on a Sunday. We took her out. She went with my wife and I, and she always said when she died, she wanted to die on a full stomach. So, well, I always think of that. Because we brought her home at 5 o'clock on a Christmas afternoon and dropped her off on Arch Street in Greenville. And we went on home because we was living out there on 27th at that time. We went home and that was 5 o'clock we dropped her off. At 6 o'clock our phone rang and one of the ladies that was rented a room off of her grandma. Says, Grandma, your mother died.
Mm.
By 6 o'clock, she was dead.
Wow. Just from being old, huh?
Well, she was only 75.
And she didn't feel good.
Huh?
She wasn't feeling good. When before she died, she was sick.
Well, she wasn't exactly sick in bed or anything.
Yeah.
She'd just been kind of ill and she'd been going to the doctor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She had kind of a heart attack, I guess.
So tell me the story about you eating the pies.
What?
The pies. When you and, was it you and Florian sat down and ate?
Oh, yeah, that was at my sister's house. But I was living at the home at that time. When they had like a lady's aid, you know. My sister Julie was a great gal making pies. She knew I like lemon pie. So she baked 2 lemon pies. Half a dozen other pies. And as we had one little room in our house where we never heated. It had one window in it. It was like a little bedroom, but we used it for a clothes closet, more or less. And when the ladies was going to have their party that day, why, my friend lived up the road a ways. We got together and I slipped in and opened the window. And then when the women was in the other room, I snuck in there and opened the window and he was outside. And I handed him the pies and we came over by the, we had a buggy shed and we had all pie we wanted. Lemon pie, and it was good.
How'd they figure out you did it?
Huh?
How'd they figure out it was you guys?
Oh, I don't know. My sister figured it out.
Could have been the pie crumbs and meringue on your
cheeks. You guys weren't hungry.
But she didn't say anything. She just laughed.
Sneaking and stealing pies. So, let's see. Got so many stories and I can't remember what they all are.
I just recorded.
Yeah, I'm Because he's talking so low.
That's why.
Well, because you talk low, you know.
I don't know why my voice has been changing lately. It just don't seem to want to come out.
You have that, I guess. So when's your birthday? September, right?
September, yeah.
15th. Well, that's the same as Lydia's.
I will be 90 if I live that long. That's quite a while to live yet.
Did you ever think you'd reach 90?
No.
No?
I'm trying, though.
Well, I'd say we take a little break and we can record more later, unless you got another story.
Wait, Isla can think of some good questions to ask.
Yeah. I can't think of any questions to ask.
We're not professional interviewers.
Did you ever go hunting?
Did I ever go hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you guys drank all the beer and all the food frozen?
I used to like to hunt rabbits and ringnecks and squirrels.
Solid.
Then stretch it. That's stretch the story a little. Yeah, I used to go hunting. I used to like to go hunting.
Did you ever get a bear?
Bear? No, I never got a bear. I never got too many deer either. All the deer that I ever killed in my lifetime was, I killed three doe and one two buck. I remember when I got a deer one time, it only had one antler, the other one was broke off. Albert was about 7 years old. He said, "Daddy, why didn't you get one with two horns?" Well, I'm comfortable right here.
Oh. Okay. So, we won't take a break then. I can't think of questions.
Is there anything you want to tell us about our grandmother?
What?
That you think we should know? Anything you want to tell us about Midge that you think we should know? Any good stories or good anything?
Well,
we just think the world of her. Best grandma anybody could ever have.
She sure did teach me how to make a pie crust. It's on. It's on, Grandpa.
It's on, huh?
Yep.
Hi there, Frank. Well, we had a nice long life. 53 years of married life and 5 years unmarried. And we went together for 5 years before we were married.
Had to wait till she was 18.
Huh?
Had to wait till she was 18?
Before you could marry her?
Before you had to marry her? Or before you married her?
Yeah. I wanted her to grow up a little, but she never grew very much.
5 foot tall.
So, where did you propose to her?
We just talked about it for 5 years.
It wasn't like getting down on one knee and...
No. I never had to get down on one knee. We just talked about getting married, building a house, and having a batch of kids.
You did that.
And in between times we'd say, hey, dad's here and there, Saturday night.
She was a good cook.
She was a good cook, yeah. And I got along real good with my mother-in-law. I got along good with her dad, too. He was a joker. He was a funny guy. He could always laugh. He liked to tease the girls. She used to, when she was going to school, she went to St. Agatha's School. And she used to have a bunch of the girls. The girls liked to come out. Her dad would chase him off a tree and he used to haul milk. He had a 1930 Ford pickup truck, Model A. And he used to take his milk in the milk can. He didn't put bottles that way. He just had his milk in milk cans and take it to the hospitals. I think he went to two hospitals. And then he used to have a fellow that bought his milk and bottled it and sold it. And bring your own container. The guy had a store, grocery store, right at the corner of Park Avenue and Bolin Street. You know where that is? Where the light is.
Yeah.
Oh, that corner house right in the point. Used to have a store and stuff down in the basement of that house. White Hills. It used to be White Hills.
It's just a couple blocks from your house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just down the street from my house.
Albert and Cindy used to walk us down there and get us some. It was still a store even then.
Yeah.
Well, for a long time they sold ice cream cones there, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we used to go and get ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream cones and chocolate.
That's when we didn't have no money. If we'd have been rich enough at that time, well, we could have had a lot more fun, but we didn't have the stuff, you know. 20 cents an hour, you know, when you work for 20 cents an hour, you don't have too much money that way.
Did it lock? Unlock it.
Come on.